Okay, so welcome to another episode of Puro Kaloro. Today we will be having episode 12. 13 tama na. Ba episode 13 na ba? Lucky 13 ano?
Tama episode... Halloween na.
Halloween ang galing. Hype sa time. Lucky 13. Okay, so ito ngayon ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay isang malaking event na nangyari or kakatapos lang. Sa pag-record nito kanina lang siya natapos. So, ESGS, mga kapatid, ang pinakaabangan ng karamihan ng gamers sa Pilipinas, tsaka ng mga developers na rin. Medyo masaya. Diyan, di ka nakapunta.
Oo nga eh. Wala eh.
Walang nag-sponsor ba? So, well, pero ako pumunta, basically, ang target lang ko lang naman dun is kausapin yung mga local developers natin. And probably in the future, siguro, probably in the next few episodes, we'll have them as guests to explain yung mga games nila. Kasi sobrang, honestly, this is my first time sa ESGS. And I didn't know what to expect. Kung ano ba yung meron dyan sa ESGS na yan. Then, na-surprise naman ako kasi parang madaming magagandang content na makikita ka doon. Tsaka, pagpasok ko pa lang, na-surprise na kaagad ako sa una ko nakita eh. Ganun kaagad eh. Ganun talaga kaagad, parang, oh my God. So, Kojima Production kaagad.
So, yun.
Oh, Kojima Production kaagad pag enter ko, paglakad ko lang ganyan. Kojima Production, oh my God. Andito sila. Magkita ko. Ay, walang hapon. So, so wala. Wala si, sad to say, wala naman si Kojima. Sabi nga nung nagmamanong station, I think he was an Indian national. Hindi naman, madami rin nagtatanong na magbimake pa ng appearance si Kojima. Eh, parang, wag na lang
think so.
Oo nga. Ako, okay lang. Huwag ka na mag-make ng appearance. Basta tapusin mo na lang yung game. Di ba? Tapusin mo na lang. Busy si...
Besides, nag-appear naman sila sa... Ano yun? Sa Japan? Japan Game Show. So it's more recent naman yun eh.
Oo naman. Tsaka mahirap naman siya mag-tour ngayon kasi wala pa siyang papakita. Di ba? So, pag ganyan, mas maganda magtrabaho na lang. Di ba? Hindi naman yan katulad ni ano eh. Sino to? Sa A Song of Ice and Fire. Napanay ang public appearance. Eh, hindi, tapusin mo kaya yung libro. So, anyway, balik tayo sa ESGS. So, ang unang-unang booth nga na nakita ko doon is Kojima Productions. They didn't show that much. They didn't even have a monitor for for the trailers, the ganyan. Siguro initially or day one meron, pero yun nga, ang meron sila is merchandise na kaagad. May merchandise na ang Kojima Productions sa so makakabili na kayo ng mga t-shirts ng Death Stranding, yung mga posters and everything doon sa ESGS. I'm not really sure if it's exclusive. Pero I think they'll be doing this all throughout Southeast Asia or Asia talaga. Kasi sabi niya, they are from PlayStation. So they're from Sony itself. And they just represent Kojima in terms of merchandising. They don't have anything to say pagdating sa gaming. Kasi ginuloko ko agad yung buhay ni Kuya eh. Tinanong ko kagad, kinausap pa, anong masasabi? Wala ba kita? Do you have anything to show us? Why are you here? Ganyan-ganyan. Oh, we're just here to show the merchandise and just promote Kojima Productions and Death Stranding altogether. So, yun lang. Pero,
To keep the name in the public.
Oo. Baga parang, to show that yung Kojima Production cares about this small little place called Southeast Asia and Manila at the same time. So yun nga. Ang sunod ko nakita is mahabang pila. Yung susunod na booth yata doon kaagad is isang napakahabang pila na parang nanggugulo sila doon. Data Blitz. Nagpapalaro sila doon. So, nagpapalaro sila ng Resident Evil, yung mga ganyan. yung mga new games nila. Siyempre, for promotional purposes and everything. So, haba ng pila. Sabi ko, ano to? Sabi ko, baka ano to, baka makalaking developer to.
So, game testing.
Oo. So, nagpapalaro sila doon. Pero hindi naman siya nagpaparenta. Pero talagang trial lang.
Sa mga taong hindi pa sure kung bibilhin pa nila yung ano.
Oo. Kumbaga, pag gusto mo muna matry, siguro doon sa ESPS yun. I didn't wander around pagdating doon sa Data Blitz area. Pwede naman pumunta sa mga shop nila, no? Para bumili ng games. Yun. Pero yun nga, isa yan sa mga... ang Data Blitz is a dying shop. Not to say na wala na silang binibenta or anything. Pero ika nga, with the Filipino waking up to Steam and online services, wala na kasi pumapurchase ng CD ngayon. Ako nga yung PC ko. Oh, ako yung PC ko kasi wala nang ano eh. Yung PC ko wala na siyang CD drive o DVD drive. Hindi na rin ako, hindi ko na rin i-upgrade siya sa Blu-ray. Wala nang kwenta. So, online na lang. Download mo na lang lahat. Laro ka na kagad, di ba? So, yun. Ang next na ano is a very interesting place. Kasi, a very interesting booth. Kasi nga, medyo siya lang yung nandoon. Pero his presentation of the booth, or their presentation of the booth, I don't know who's helping him, is very, shall we say, presentable in a way na magiging, ano ba? Game ba to or something? Pero it turns out, it was a card game. So, ito yung, ano, Tales from the Game Master. So, Prologue Waltz. So,
Local to.
So, he also agreed to, ano, to, ito si Joshua Dominic Simon, I think his name is. He also agreed to, ano, to see us or to have an interview with us just to talk about the card game itself. Medyo interesting kasi nga, he's saying a lot of innovations pagdating sa game. For those listeners, while we're talking here, you can visit their website, so or their Facebook page, rather. So it's facebook.com/TFTGM. So that's for Tales from the Game Master. Oh, yeah. So, medyo interesting kasi card game siya eh. Pero they were showing some trailers or whatnot eh, na parang pampromote talaga eh. There was a still of a game there. I don't know if they're also doing games, pero he was just mainly promoting the card game and all that. So, yun. Minention ko nga yung Combatron na kaka-release and we interviewed them here in Puro Kalaro. So, sabi niya, oh, yes. Oh. So, he's also willing to guest us. So, yun. I would have to look into it kung paano ba talaga ito lalim. Pero, syempre, we'll just let them explain it here sa show. Mukhang tinitignan mo na yung ano, no? Facebook, ano?
True.
Nahuli kita, pare. Ayan. Maganda siya. Interesting siya. Sinasabi niya mag-launch sila or something ganon. Pero I think it's a... Teka nga. Tingnan ko. I think it's a... Ano eh? It's a card game na video game ganon. No? Ayan. So, mukhang maganda siya. You can like this their page and all that. So, yung page nila medyo wala pa masyadong kakalabas lang yata.
Okay.
Hmm. So medyo bago pa. So yun. It's a card game. I don't know if they're really local, but he's saying that it's a Filipino game. They're coming to Kickstarter this spring.
They're hoping to go early.
Oh, hindi pa. They're hoping to go early access. Pretty soon on Steam. Siguro kaka-green light lang nila.
Okay. Hindi yung physical card game. Card game.
Oh, hindi siya physical card game. Oh. Yun nga eh. Nung minention ko nga yun, okay. Sabi niya, okay, ano kami for card game, kami for video game. Sabi ko, okay. Sige, maganda yan. Kasi since, this is from, what studios again? Villain. Spelled as V-I-L-E-I-N. So, yun. May chairman pa sila. And, ano, so, yun. Villain Studios is there. Ano. Yun. So, isa pang na medyo interesting na, nasan ba to? Dami kong papel dito sa loob ko, pare, para lang sa'yo. Kasi lahat ng nag-aabot sa akin, kinokolekta ko, chong. Basura to sa iba, eh. Pero sabi ko, kailangan namin pag-usapan to, eh. Kasi magiging guest namin to sa future. So, ito. Actually, ito, interesting. It's also another game. another video game is Greywalker's Purgatory. So I spoke to the head developer itself. I think his name, ayan, Russell Thomas. Russell Thomas. So yon. We're hoping I'll get in touch with him pretty soon. And we'll hold an interview then with him. We'll see if we can get them all together sa isang ano. Pero hope na, I think they're hoping. Pero ang gameplay nito is it is inspired by yung turn-based strategy game katulad ng mga XCOM.
Ah, okay.
Yung mga Fallout Tactics, yung Jagged Alliance daw. So yun, they're releasing, I think, exclusively on PC. Yung mga characters and yung mga enemies is inspired particularly by Filipino folklore. Kasi, yun nga eh.
So, what to, foreigner?
Hindi, Pinoy to. Ito, pure Pinoy to. Tinanong ko kasi kung Pinoy sila. Lahat sila Pinoy. Nung marami silang assistant, PA kasi doon, marami silang assistant doon. So parang sinasabi ko, sabi ko, who can I talk to kung sakaling sa interview? So kinuha agad nila si Kuya. Si Sir Russell. So kinuha agad nila na, ito sir, ganyan-ganyan. So si okay, ganyan. Tapos binigay niya sa akin yung email niya and all, just to promote the game and all that. Pero they're it's looking good. They also have another game. Let me check out their site. Kasi yung the other game is much more ano pagarang eye candy yung isa eh. From teka. Ayan, Dream Lords Digital ang pangalan ng developer. And yung isa kasing game nila, tsaka their booth is awesome, medyo welcoming and all that. Pero they're promoting right now yun nga yung Greywalkers. Yung isa they just released it, they just showed it on exclusively on ESGS, first time nilang nilabas yun. Is ano siya eh, Souls-like siya eh, pero it's they're showing it as pumupunta ka sa mga maze and all that eh. So parang sabi ko, ang lupit na ito ah. Tsaka top-down kasi yung view. Tapos yung mga, what do you call this, yung graphics is very reminiscent of other games eh. Tsaka yung mga spells and all that, makulay eh. So maganda talaga, sabi ko, ang ganda na itong game na ito. Maganda. I think Dream Lords Digital is probably a good developer when it comes to this. So yun. Not really sure what the game was named, pero ito nga yung medyo ini-insist nila yung Greywalker's Purgatory. Yun, medyo malupit tong game na to kasi nga may mga ano yung characters na mukhang pare, yun nga may manananggal, may Philippine folklore, ganyan. Tsaka yung drawing talaga niya, or yung graphics niya, yung art design niya. Medyo talagang Filipino related. Makaka-relate kung sakaling Pinoy yung makakita. It will be inconspicuous pagdating sa isang foreign player. So, yun, pero maganda siya. It works. I think it's gonna be good kasi kung makikita mo XCOM, pero instead of alien ang kalaban niyo, medyo supernatural. So, May pare doon eh, parang may paring character doon eh. So, I was supposed to play this.
So parang medieval fantasy pero modern times.
Hindi naman siya medieval, pero kumbaga let's say parang era ni Blade ganyan. So they're using modern weapons instilled with like folklore of supernatural folklore like vampires. You need wooden stakes to kill them, yung mga ganyan, di ba? So, i-improvise na lang nila yan through guns or something. So, yun. So, we'll have them as guests para ma-explain nila nang maayos talaga kung ano yung intricacies ng game. Kasi I was supposed to try it out. Kaya lang, haba ng pila, Chong. Haba ng pila. Kasi parang, ano, di ba? Naka-open time yata yung mga naglalaro din. So, so mahirap makisingit ng ganyan. Meron pa isang interesting na local developer din. Hindi kasi their designers are local, pero I think this is a foreign company. They're called Boomzap. I think Boomzap Entertainment is what they're called.
Boomzap.
Oh, they have their own website. So Boomzap and their game is Last Regiment. Ang interesting lang doon kasi more of ano eh, I think it's a turn-based strategy na ang nakita ko lang kasi yung preview nila ng game. Sa labas pa lang, makikita mo na ang laki ng screen nila eh. Medyo ano siya eh, para siyang 4X eh. Para siyang 4X slash Heroes of Might and Magic, parang ganun.
Ah, so may resource gathering to at saka...
Oo, parang ganun eh. So, ayun. So, they also agreed na if kung sinong mag-i-interview and all that. Yeah, so they also agreed to a guesting, whichever. So, we'll just call them up. So, yun. Kasi nagulat ako kasi nung tinanong ko, kala ko, I thought the person who approached me was a woman. So I thought she was like the head developer or part of the PR team or whatnot. It turns out she was a designer. So sabi ko, I may be able to talk to you para pwede mag-guess sa women in Philippine gaming.
Oh, pwede, pwede.
So sabi ko kasi, oh, developer siya eh. Designer siya eh. So sabi ko, oh, okay to. Eh, yung art style pa lang nung ano, maganda eh. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Pero so far, I think Last Regiment is a good game. Kasi most of the tinatanong ko kung mobile siya or PC. Ito mukha kasing ano eh, PC game eh. Last Regiment, if you guys want to search it. Last Regiment. This is coming from BoomZap. So, lastregiment.boomzap.com. So, yun. Mukhang okay kasi parang they just ended their closed beta nung chineck out kasi sila online. It starts, I did start pala nung May 18. So, yun. You guys can check it out. Baka gusto nyo maglaro. So, yun. Meron din silang Discord. It's on their website, so you guys can check it out. Maganda. Maganda, maganda eh. Mukhang maganda yung itsura eh. Nagugulat nga ako kasi parang, wow, ang gaganda ng mga na game dito. Pero I'm thinking it's like 4X, 4X meets ano, Heroes of Might and Magic. Maganda siya, maganda siya. So yun, ano pa ba? Ang gulo rin kasi dun, pare. Sobrang... you're dodging bullets. Siguro kasi the second day. I went there the second day. Hindi naman. Hindi, may mga parts lang doon. If you know, let's say, if it's a known booth, people will be crowding outside. Not because they're participating, but because they're also... Eye candy kasi mga yung mga...
curious.
Oo, oh, curious. So, yun ang nangyayari doon. Ano nangyayari doon? So, minsan nakatayo lang sila doon. Minsan may inaantay sila. Katulad nung there was one time, I think there was a tournament for Mobile Legends and some of them some of them were playing, but some of them did not sit on the seats provided. They were just outside of the line, which was supposedly the walkway. So yun, masikip. So it's like siguro tatlong lines na lang nang tayo nakadaan when it was meant to like what, 8-lane people. So just imagine kung gaano kalapad yung isang tao. So yun. Ganun. Eh syempre, that's just one booth. Eh yung opposite niya, yung katulad ng pinunta namin, yung may tournament ng Mobile Legends. Tapos sa tapat niya is MSI doing its own event. Nagko-contest siya for like I think PC building design. Pagandahan ng RGB. So that was going on at the same time na may nag-shoutcast na sa kabila. So, it was pure chaos ng ingay. So, sabi ko, oh, okay. Pero at the same time, you still want to look what's going on. So, left, right, titingin ka, ganyan-ganyan. So, yun. Maganda. Ganun siya kagulo in a sense.
Yung good kind of magulo.
Good kind of magulo. Oh, exactly. Good kind of magulo. Ang nakakaano nga kasi, I think because inherent sa Pilipino na parang gusto lang kitang tignan pero ilag ako pag kinakausap mo ako. So most of the public relations officers there, the developers themselves, the owners of the booth would talk to people passing by. Pero they were treated as ma'am sir. They were not selling, they just wanted to introduce their games. there, oh, ganito, you want to check it out, gusto niyo maglaro, ganyan, ganyan. And there was one particular group there, I think there were a bunch of students, college students from, I think, La Salle or Binild. They were introducing both their courses for game developing and the games that they made. The games that they made. So parang inintroduce sila to. Yung mga tao, syempre, they were, let's say, they were shouting on top of their lungs, oh, guys, check it out. People were just standing in front of them. Tinitignan lang yung mga monitor sa mga naglalaro, pero very few were willing to try it out. So, merong on the booth itself, ganyan. Pero yun, pero they were simple games. They were simple like mobile games and all that. Pero they were worth the try. They were worth to even talk to. Ayun. So, pero most of the entire booth, I think, is dedicated to encouraging people to enroll. If someone matuto ng game developing, then go ahead and sign up or whatnot.
Ito yung nasa Santa Rosa campus. No? Santa Rosa campus ba yun?
I'm thinking it is. Pero sabi nila taga CSB sila and all. So yun. Isa lang naman kasi alam ko si CSB, si De La Salle Tafat, diba? So, sa Tafat ng La Salle. Ng La Salle Taft. So yun. What else? There were a bunch of group of young developers. I think I'll give them a shout out kasi ito yung mabait sila eh, pero I think what their games are good kasi they've already released most of their games sa ano sa Google Play, sa Apple Store, I think. But they were really they were kind of iffy to actually speak to people. Medyo mahihiyain sila. Kasi I was standing there for a few seconds just checking out what is this ganyan ganyan ganyan. Tapos I didn't know who to talk to kasi they were very young.
Walang lumapit.
Oh, walang lumapit. So I made the onus na lang na parang, "Oy, are you guys developers?" Ganyan ganyan. Tapos sabi, "Oh, okay." So sabi, tapos nag-introduce na lang ako sa sarili ko parang, "Hi, I'm Jamie from Puro Kalaro." Tapos I asked them. Tapos they immediately showed me, ito yung mga games namin. Ganyan. So I even let my girlfriend play one of their games. Kasi nakakatawa si Fishball.
So, Fishball?
Oh, para siyang, let's say,
parang Cooking Dash, ganun.
Siguro, pero I haven't played that eh. Pero para siyang mga old school games eh, parang yung Fruit Ninja. Pero ito,
parang nagluluto ka.
Oh, hindi. Ito, nalalaglag yung mga piso, susukay mo lang ng stick. Ganun lang siya kasimple. Oh, pero there were times na parang bumibili siya. And, may stick siya on the side. So all you have to do is just tap the screen. Tapos, hirit ka lang. Itatap mo lang siya, tapos tutusok siya. Pero it could be challenging at best kasi minsan hindi siya tutusok, tatalsik siya, tapos bibilis pa yung mga fishbowl na nalalaglag. So, it's as simple as that. They actually made it, and the color palette that they use is very eye catchy. Maganda ko sa maganda. Kumbaga parang pwede na ilaban 'yan, 'di ba? Pwede na ilaban 'yan sa mga games. Well, right now kasi nag-iba na yung taste ng Pilipino sa mobile games eh. They're more to the multiplayer competitive side, eh, 'di ba? Ever since tumabas yung Mobile Legends, tapos nag-PUBG na sila. Ano to, mayroon pa siyang version ng mobile na PUBG, di ba? Parang PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, pero hindi siya PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. So yun, yun yung taste ngayon ng Pilipinas. Pero syempre, mayroon pa rin mga casual games na parang gusto lang ng ganito. Yung i-stressin
mo. Habang nasa commute.
Oo, kasi offline games to eh. Di ba? And younger players would appeal to this, particularly kung Pilipino ka. Mas madali itong ibigay kaysa dun sa mga famous na characters ng mga Disney, mga Disney mobile games na eh. So mas maganda itong i-introduce kaysa dun sa mga yan. So I think I posted their names there. What was their name? Sorry guys, wait lang. Okay, so their name was Most Played Games. So these guys were very young. Bata pa, I think they're in college or whatnot. Pero yun, dami silang games na gusto sana ipakita sa akin. Pero I just wanted their information. Kung pwede sila interviewin, okay. Sabi niya, okay naman. So they also said yes to an interview moving forward. Sabi ko, kahit ka, ilang kayo pwede. Kasi I think there were like 4 or 5 of them on the booth. So the others were like letting him try the games, yung mga pumupunta. They had their own cell phones, mga simpleng cell phones lang. You know? Kasi sabi ko, wow. Yung unlit ng cell phone, parang yung mga old school na, ano, na mga 3310. Pero sabi ko, wow. Pero ano naman siya, parang touchscreen naman siya, full screen naman siya. Pero parang nakakatawa kasi parang, wow, nakakapaglaro pala ito ng mga ganitong games. Ang judgmental eh. No? So, ang judgmental eh. No? Baka ko yun, S9 lang ba nakakalaro?
Pero, smart din sila sa ganun. Kasi,
Naman. Hindi, kasi at least, they're showing na,
hindi mo kailangan ng high-end na.
Exactly. Diba? Parang, ganito lang yung cellphone mo. Parang Cherry Mobile lang. Pwede yan. Diba? Kasi simple lang yung graphics namin. Hindi mo kailangan ng ano. Hindi mo lang makakalaro yung mga dati mong kalaro sa PUBG. Pero ano mo yan? Pero maganda. So, ano pa ba? Ito. I think, in my opinion, these developers, they're also local. They're pure local developers. Medyo ano to eh. Medyo parang ano sila eh. If you ask me, pwede na silang to go out on the international market. Not as a AAA developer, mind you. But as one of those players that could release a AAA title in the future, kasi I like their art style. They're called Monstronauts, so you can check it out. They have their website www.monstronauts.com. I spoke to their CEO, which is Alan Tan. Then immediately admitted na nahiya siya. So gave me his business development director, which is Joshua Bautista. To explain further what they do and who they are. Kasi what they're showing, they had a good booth which showed several people playing. They even had a contest na parang if you can get high score on our game by the end of the ESGS, if you're the highest, you can get a free Nintendo Switch. Diba? Had I looked at the flyer, I was like, baka pwede to. baka makauwi ako lang ano yan lang may Nintendo Switch, di ba?
Dapat pumunta ako doon.
Sabi ko sa iyo, pumunta ka eh. May mga ganun. Actually, ito pa, segue to the ESGS event itself. You can hang out there the entire day without going out, even if gutom ka. Kahit hindi ka bumili doon sa I think kasi they had like an area there where parang siyang maliit na food park. Pero puro finger foods, snacks meron sila, ganun. Yung mga fried foods and all that, as burgers and all that. Hot dogs, yun. Pero kasi sa event itself, namimigay ng free food.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there was this one girl, I just didn't take kasi parang may kasalanan nito yung mga nasa mall eh. 'Di ba? Yung aabutan ka ng popcorn tapos na may credit card na kayo, sir. 'Di ba? Not to really throw shade sa ganitong sa ganung klaseng gimmick. Pero there was this one girl, of course she was like I think doing a cosplay or something. She was handing me Mountain Dew. Sir, ginano niya. Inabutan niya lang ako na parang, sir, ganyan. So, ako, hesitant ako, kukunin ko ba ito? Sure ka, what's the catch, di ba? Para sa akin, sige, take. Pero talagang hindi naman ako nauhaw kasi kakapasok ko lang. So, parang, okay. Oh, when I was on the other way around naman, may nag-aabot naman ng mga isang box ng snacks na chichirya. And hindi and the people in the bed, siguro kanina pa sila nakatayo. Yung mga onlookers, kanina pa sila nakatayo. Si Kuya na may hawak-hawak ng bats, ng box, inaabot niya isa-isa. Pero when the people nakita niya, kasi isang grupo yung naabutan niya, parang, oh, nagkuha na lang sila lahat. Parang relief good on that time, pare. Sabi ko, okay to. Sabi ko, libre. I mean, sa akin lang naman, sa akin issue yung kung kahit kumuha kayo lahat or anything. Sa akin, natutuwa ako kasi parang, uy, pwede ka lang magstay dito buong araw, hindi ka magugutom. Di ba? Di ba? May mga lamang, may developer dyan. Oh, eaten, kanina ka pa dito, kanina pa ka nakikita dito, kumain ka muna. Di ba? Kasi supporta eh. Kasi in health.
Tactic. Alam na yun. Ito yung isang Pinoy is pagkain.
To entice you siguro. Pero it's a good marketing scheme. Pero ang akin lang kasi, I think the in general kasi yung mga nagpe-present, hindi lang sila kinakausap eh. Hindi lang sila kinakausap. There was just no interest. Probably siguro because it's so chaotic dun sa lugar. That na pass by na sila or sa ending nila bakit hindi nila tinawag yung attention or baka hindi makulay yung booth, baka hindi lang pansin.
Would you say na yung crowd na nandyan sa ESGS is ano lang, mga sabi natin half of them are just yung curious lang, not hindi really rin, into gaming.
Hindi rin, I wouldn't say that, man. Pag pumunta ka kasi doon, if you're a gamer, instantly you will feel welcome. Man, this is my people talaga kagad. Kasi ito yung, oh my God, these are college students, these are, I don't know if there are high school students there, kasi syempre, may mga matatangkad ng high school eh, di ba? Parang, I don't know if, so parang I don't know. Some of them are, some of them are our age, pero you know that there are geeks and nerds out there na just looking for the next best game. You know, they've played Dota, they've played ano. Yun talaga yung, that's how they look. That's how they look. So, well, hindi ka maano kasi most of them have their backpacks on their back, diba? Yung parang may backpack sila. They didn't dress for the occasion. Ako nga, nakapolo pa ako eh. Diba? Just so na parang sabi ko, syempre I was gonna talk to developers and all that. Baka naman, para seryoso naman ako konti, mag-dress up lang ako a bit and all that. Di ba ako naka-formal? Naka-maong din ako, naka-rubber shoes din ako. Pero I mean, at least, I'd look my age kahit pa paano. No? Parang believable naman na kausapin nila ako. Legit naman tong puro kalaro, di ba? Pero yung, yun nga, most of them are really gamers. It's just that, gamers though, probably, who hasn't gone out and just talked to people online and all that. So, paglabas sila, pag kinakausap mo sila, hindi talaga sila lalapit sa'yo hanggat yung makulay, hindi interesting yung ano, or hindi nila kilala. Pero the thing is, these developers, these booths, are willing to throw themselves to whoever comes to them. Yung Ragnarok pa nga lang, yung booth nila and all that, they had cosplayers and all that, pero you can see na hindi nga pinapansin yung mga cosplayers. Nandun kagad sila, sinong ako na yung next, pwede yung maglaro, pwede mag-try, pwede mag-ganya. Yun lang yun, that's the only purpose they have, they're just into the games and all that. Diba? Yung iba nagpapapicture on, pa-picture lang beside the cosplayers and all that. Pero I think cosplayers would appreciate that hindi na sila inaharas masyado. Diba? Hindi na sila inaharas for whatever their character is. Diba? Kahit gaano ka skimpy yung character, kasi, hindi na sila.
Yung cosplay is more of the, ano yun? APCC?
Siguro. Mga anime, ganon? Most of them parang League of Legends. League of Legends, mga yung mga cosplay nila and all that. Pero yung yun nga. Hindi na sila, I didn't hear any yung mga call outs sa damit nila. Walang mga manong na naglalakad. Mostly may mga manong katulad ko na naglalakad, pero ang pakialam lang talaga is yung susunod na booth. Kasi, chaotic na malilito ka eh. There was even a lane there just basically for anime stuff, for stickers. Yun lang. Pero passing by that, ano, passing by that lane, it's really hard kasi ang sikip. Not because they made it masikip, but because punong-puno ng tao. So, ganun lang kasimple. ganun lang kasimple. So, parang, yun lang ang gusto nila eh. Ayaw nila dun sa magulong gaming and all that. Dun lang, yun ang world nila eh. So, basically, it's as long as you like games, you're in that part of that circle, that lifestyle, invite ka na, mahilig ka na sa anime niyan, mahilig ka sa comics, mahilig ka na sa mga, di ba, sa mga manga, mahilig ka sa mga tabletop games and all that, because Neutral Grounds was there.
Ah, okay.
Ang laki ng space ng Neutral Grounds doon. Grabe. I'll just try to post it on our Facebook page. Pero gaganda ng design. Kasi there was just one design na parang just for how the tabletop looks. And there were others playing. Diba? Kasi nga, my girlfriend was asking me, bakit? Why are they using yung mga measurements? Sabi ko, kasi pag Warhammer, you need to calculate kung gaano kalayo yung tira. If it's still feasible. Exactly, may line of sight pa. Sabi niya, grabe naman pala yan. Sabi ko, hindi pa yan. Alam mo ba yung mga gamit nila? Sila yung nagpainting? Diba? So, ganun kaganda yung mga, kaganda talaga, Diyos ko. The others nga, were not being played. The other environments were not being played. I think there were like 4 people playing on 4 tables. Plus the occupied table, which I said was just for design and pictures, you know, which I, syempre, nagpicture naman ako, diba? Codex Astatis yan, pare. Ang ganda ng design eh. Diba? So, tas yun, the other environments that they placed there, yung mga castles, yung mga ganon, nobody was playing on it. Probably siguro meron, pero, or it was really too early in the day. So yun nga. Pero, it was there. And on the other table, siyempre, it's Neutral Grounds. On the other side, the other row, others were playing card games. Magic the Gathering, di ba? I just didn't look kasi nga medyo papasok ka sa booth ng Neutral Grounds, eh nakaharang itong mga nagte-tabletop na seryoso. Baka mabangga ako lang yung mga measurement nila. Sabi kasi kita, di ba? ano pa ba? Yun nga. So, like I said, I mean, hindi lang nila nilalapitan ng mga ano to, mga onlookers yung iba. Kasi, siguro, fault na rin nung developers, di sila masyado nag-advertise and all that. Pero, they did their due diligence na the game monitor was there. You can play it. And if you want more information, they put it on the table. So that's what I did. I just took their calling cards and all that, their pamphlets, and just took it with me. Kasi nga, yung isang game dito is from another indie developer, which they released a game called Sinner Sacrifice for Redemption. Eh, kakapanood ko lang neto sa ano eh. Kakapanood ko lang neto sa IGN. They reviewed it. Medyo mababa, 6.3. So it was okay. It was an okay game. Pero the game looks good. Actually, it could probably be the best looking game out there on ESGS. Pero the guy's booth was one piece of table and the monitor and the game. So people were playing the game. He was just texting on the side. Wala siyang booth. Meron lang siyang table. Oh, ganun lang siya. I think he was situated in the middle. Tapos, I don't know what that area was eh. Pero there was people with laptops minding each other. Siguro free Wi-Fi or whatnot yun. Pero, or free internet yun. Pero, I don't know if they didn't look like organizer. They were not on their toes. They were just staring at their laptops. Tapos, there was an entire row of them. Several people standing up behind them and all that. They were not testing any games. They were not doing anything else. Kasi when you look at their screens, iba-iba yung gaming. Iba, we're typing. Iba, we're ganyan. And he was standing right there. And I think his name was Vlad. And he is a PR community manager. I wouldn't dare pronounce his last name. Chiplejak, I think. It's TSYPLJAK. So... Yon, European si Kuya. So, Yun. Pero he was Caucasian. So parang sabi ko, oh. Kasi when I look at the screen, sabi ko, oh, Sinner's Sacrifice, I know this game. So, sabi ko, ano to? Bakit hindi excited yung mga tao dito? Sabi ko, malaking, kahit pa parang malaking developer to. Kasi I doubt any of those games that were being shown there were already reviewed by IG as big as something, a publishing company as big as IGN, di ba? Or a media as something as IGN. So parang sabi ko, bakit dito pinapansin? Tsaka ba't ito lang yung booth nila? Diba? Probably because they already released, yun yung masyadong kailangan ng promotion and all that. Pero yun nga, hindi masyado nakita ng tao. I don't know whose fault is that, pero yun. I just got the card. He was probably talking to someone sa phone and all that. So sabi ko, sige, kunin ko na lang to. I'll probably shoot them an email in case he wants to go for an interview. So yun na yun. That was it. So yun. Ayan, a little bit around that area. Ito yung medyo crowded na Pinoy game na nakita ko. Medyo crowded to. Ang ingay nung booth, although si Kuya na I think he was the head game designer, was busy talking to a lady. So sabi ko, ay, busy si Kuya. So sabi ko, kukuha na lang ako ng card. Pero I stayed there because the game was a fighting game eh. It was called Bayani. Oh, it was called Bayani.
Ah, okay.
Oh. Pero it was 2D fighting. It was like on the age of Street Fighter 2 or whatnot. Diba? And it actually moves the same. Maganda yung environments, maganda yung character modeling. Could do a little bit polish pa para mas mukhang vibrant, or probably could work with several different monitors, HD or whatnot. Siguro doon na lang silang kailangan mag-improve. Pero otherwise, the game is good. The game is good. Siguro, polish, I don't know if they can still polish the movements and all that, or improve para magmukhang fluid. Kasi parang medyo stiff and all that. Pero it's a working game, man. Other than that, it's a working game. You can play it. May mga moves na sila. Nagsisigawan na yung mga tao kasi nagko-compete na yung mga naglalaro.
Okay.
So,
kumbaga, gameplay-wise, it's a good spectator, ano?
Oh, gameplay-wise. Siguro, syempre, when it comes to fighting, they're looking for balance. They're looking for everything. Kasi I think I've heard talking to the developers talking was parang yung mga characters hindi pa masyado balanced and all that. So, nandun na siguro sila stage of balancing the moves and all that. Kasi parang, if you want for people to compete using this game, kailangan balanse siya. Kailangan walang pipiliin ko lang tong character na kasi alam ko hindi naman siya mananalo. Kasi ito yung pinakamalakas. Kailangan lang ng konting balance. Sa akin lang fluidity, tapos responsiveness dun sa controls. Pero I think it's responsive enough kasi nga, hindi naman nagbo-button mas yung naglalaro eh. Nagmo-moves na talaga sila eh.
Ah, okay, okay.
Nagtatrust ako na nga eh. Sabi ko, wow, okay to ah. I think this is good, particularly for Philippine gaming. Kasi may fighting game eh. Bira, hindi pa ako nakakita na gumagawa ng fighting game eh. I don't know, meron, pero I haven't heard of it. Diba? Most of them just wanna do like first-person shooters, first-person adventures, horror games, tactical games, RPGs, diba? Although yun ang pinakamahirap na magiging genre, yung RPG part.
Mahirap kasi may story pa yun.
Exactly. And not all that, kailangan malalim yung content. Kasi content kasi demanding na ngayon yung RPG players. Parang, ay, bakit ganito? Diba? This is an RPG. Dapat at least maximum or a minimum of 30 hours playing time, diba? Diba? So, pag less than 30 hours yan, yan considered. Dapat ka 90, diba? 90 and above is considered an RPG, true RPG. Pero kung mas malalim, ano, nasa action-based yan. Di ba? So, kailangan magsistay ka dun. So, yun. Other than that, I saw most of the booths, most of the, what I call, stages for the tournaments that were being held there. Siyempre, nung nandun kami, wala namang tournament na nangyari, except for the Mobile Legends part na nag-ongoing yan. Pero yung mga, there was no one playing League of Legends or Dota at that time. There were people sitting on the monitors, pero I don't think they were part of the tournament kasi wala naman silang uniform. baka nakikilaro, baka nakikirenta. Ginawang internet shop yung ESGS. So, yun. Pero syempre, I mean,
I'm sure mayroong mga ganun din.
Oh, pero I mean, you're playing at a what? $100,000 machine, diba? Ay, 100,000 pesos machine, diba? Magkano ba yung, diba? Oh, diba? 100, diba? Magkano ba? Kalahating million, diba? Yung sa gobyerno.
Parang mahirap mag-try ng laro sa ganyan kasi pag naramdaman mo na yung bilis ng ganyang klaseng ano, pagbalik mo sa sarili mong computer, parang bagal.
Exactly. Ako sa bahay ako, I'm using Razer. Pero before, I was just using any sort of gaming mouse that fit my budget, diba? So when I moved to, ano, to Razer, I was like, low setting na to, ang bilis ng mouse ko, kuya. So parang gusto kong sirain yung mouse ko para bumagal ng konti. Kasi hindi ka talaga, kasi yung mga gamers, diba? Although for me, I noticed na sa mouse ko kailangan pala ganun. So kasi, hindi, dahil nga I was using crappy for decades, is yung mouse ko, hindi ako si kiss-kiss, ano eh, kiss-kiss mousepad eh. So, slight movements lang ako. So, pasok pala ako sa ganong era. Kailangan lang, wag lang ako, igalaw ko pa yung movement ko and all that. So, parang, slight-slight lang, ganyan. So, ganun kasi yung kamay ko, hindi ako si, because, I think, hindi, kasi nasanay ako sa limited, what I call this, table. I was using my mousepad was on top of my CPU. So, ganun lang yung space ko. So, nasanay ako na small movement should do. Diba? Pero yun, I didn't visit yung mga tech booths like MSI, yung mga Predator and all that. Because most of those are, I've already seen some malls. I've already checked out their machines. Yung mga ROG, yung Republic of Gamers, I've already seen their latest machine online in both. Ano. So sabi ko, there's nothing to impress me naman pagdating dyan eh. Diba? Although if, kung may sumisigaw dyan na parang, okay, we'll give out a free Predator at the end of, hindi ako aalis dun, kuya. Mag-i-stay ako doon. Diba? Sabi ko nga eh, ito nga Nintendo Switch lang eh. Kung nabasa ko lang, nabasa ko siya nasa bahay na, libre pala yun. Sabi ko, pwede pala ako manalo. Diba? So, pero I was particularly interested in getting to speak to them on a personal level, getting to promote their games dito sa Puro Kalaro. So that's my main goal there. And I think, yun, okay naman. I hope I succeeded na pag kinonta ko sila, eventually, sumagot sila at pag-interview. Yun lang naman yung ano eh. But there was other, I visited the Combatron, ano, and
oh, yung friends natin.
Oh, yung mga friends natin, so yung previous guest natin. So yung kinamatay, sabi nga niya, "Oy, in the flesh." Sabi ko, "Sir, kumusta?" Sabi nga niya, "I create the game. He created the game." So si Sir Manalastas nandoon, yung creator of Combatron itself. So yeah.
Si ano, si Berlin.
Si Berlin Manalastas was there. Sumingit lang ako sa line just to shake hands with our previous guest. Pero I didn't want to take too long kasi nga, it's a long line that they were all letting Sir Berlin sign the card game itself. And also, ano, the box was pretty small, man. It was pretty small. Maliit lang siya.
Parang Magic the Gathering, ano, box?
Ano ba yung iniisip mong Magic the Gathering box? Yung isang deck? Hindi naman. Malaki-laki ng konti doon kasi syempre you have to include the instruction. Siguro kasi laki siya ng ano ba to? Alam mo yung malaking box ng posporo?
Okay.
Para mga ganun lang siya. Para mga ganun lang. Ganun lang siya kalaki. Kasi they held it with one hand lang. Oh, yung liit lang pala. Pero if everything is there, ganda yun. Everything is there, man.
Efficient packaging.
Exactly, oo. So, yung iba, siguro the others were complaining about the lines, pero when we went there, there was no line. Humaba pa nga, tumagal pa nga ako dun sa booth kasi I bought my tickets online kasi nga parang sabi ko baka mahaba yung pila. Tapos pag pinakita ko na lang yung ticket ko, okay na. Papapasukin na ako. Ako pa nga yung mahaba kasi mas mabilis pa yung bumibili ng ticket lang kasi wala nang pila. So parang, yun. Okay. We went there after lunch. We had lunch first kasi sabi ko there's no difference for me coming from early in the morning versus after lunch. If yung booth were all the same. Diba? Even if there was different booths on this day or ganyan-ganyan, okay lang. Kasi parang hindi naman sila alis until the end of the event, diba? For the second day. Sabi ko, okay lang yan. Yun. Medyo yung ink line lang nila na ginamit pag natak sa'yo, medyo marami-rami. Kasi nagbaman dyan sa mga damit na. Bakit ganito karami? Galit naman. Ito. Ayaw mawala. Ang masama pa kasi, ESGS was already big enough, di ba? Ito yung parang tagline natin na E3 ng Pinas eh. Pero it was large. It's already a large event. There was another convention that were being held. So pagpapasok ka sa loob ng SMX, medyo pila eh.
Ah, okay.
Doon yung mahaba. Pero yung pila nga kasi, what do you call this? Yung pila, intermittent. So tatimingan mo dapat kasi we were coming from the side. We're coming from the side. We were not crossing the street. So we're coming from the side. Sabi ko, uy, hindi naman pala mahaba pila. Kasi kakatapos lang ng end of the line na ganyan. Tapos kami na yung dapat yung susunod. Biglang may dumating na sangkatotak na tao. So parang sabi ko, parang sinisigaw pa nga yung sarili ko, parang bagal ko yata mag-cut. Inabot pa ako ng mahabang pila na to. So, yun. Intermittent lang yung mga lines nung dumating kami. Pero I think everyone was already inside. Pero some of the events were scheduled later in the afternoon, so hindi na namin naantay. Yun, mabilis mo lang maiikot yung lugar eh. If you just, yung ako nga kasi may purpose ako, I was just trying to look for indie developers and all that. So if you're looking for something, the place is kind of quite small. If you're looking for nothing and just want the entire event, ang laki ng event ha. Kasi talagang malulula ka. If you're gonna look at each and every single booth, check them out one by one, abutin ka ng entire day. Lalo pipila ka pa sa mga data blitz. So, yun. So, yun. Yun lang naman yung ESGS trip ko. Wala naman siyang other ano. Pero I hope we can talk to these people soon. Particularly itong Purgatory. Kasi medyo, I want to talk to these guys. Kasi maganda yung presentation. I think they handled themselves well. And I think their game looks quite good. Diba? I wish them the best and all that. Kasi mga local gamers to eh. Tsaka itong yung mga college guys. Also nga pala, let me add. Now on the event itself, there were several colleges and universities offering developer programs.
Colleges then? LaSalle, ba?
Oh, usually may LaSalle. I think may FEU.
Okay.
I think yeah, there were meron naman mga independent, may STI of course. Pero yun may other ano pa, hindi lang flyers nila and all that. Pero they were the ones who were empty. Sabi ko nga, yan yung ultimate ratio ng gaming industry, di ba? So yung iba dyan, mag-a-apply, napaka-konti. Sila yung gagawa ng games. Ganyan karami yung gamers. Sila yung mga nagta-try out ng games. So yun, at least, the world is still going around. Pero hopefully, sana nga, kumuha sila ng, yung mga iba dun is, kumuha ng courses. I'm also thinking of getting one. Kahit simple game design lang or even just yung mga graphic design and all that. Okay na sa akin yun eh. Just to translate what I've drawn on paper to digital format. Diba? So medyo old school pa ako eh. Old school painting pa eh. Diba? Pang concept art lang ako eh. Hindi ako pang gamit ng assets sa games eh. So yun kung magagawa ko yun, pwede ako makipaglaban dito sa gaming industry. Pero for now, eto muna tayo, mag-host muna tayo. Eto muna to. Interviewin natin to. So yun.
Sana nandun ako, yun lang.
Next year.
Definitely. Uh-oh. And dalhin natin.
Next year, dapat may magkakaroon na tayo ng booth dyan. Isiguraduhin ko yan. Para doon tayo gumawa ng ano natin. Kahit one day lang, walang problema yan. I think by then, we could have influenced more people. So, yun. Hopefully, nasa ano tayo. Otherwise, we'll still be there. We'll be there whatever happens. We'll be there on the next ESGS. Kompleto na tayo. We'll talk to these guys. Diba? Hopefully, may recording tayo na live video, no? Okay? Oh, diba? So, yun. I think that's it. I hope you guys understand. Medyo maikli lang tong episode na to. That's our episode for today. Just check out. We'll probably post it on the links once we post the episode of all the games and the developers that you can actually follow, guys. So, ano, kailangan nila ng suporta na malaki. Okay? Alright. So, that's it. And, yeah. This is me, Jamie. And, again, thank you for listening to Puro Kalaro. And, again, huwag masyadong Puro Kalaro. Alright? Have a great day.